These are page 608. Torah describes childbirth, and then it goes into the concept of bris milah, right? Bris milah, I'm sorry, childbirth, bris milah, and then it talks about tzara'as. So again, page 608, chapter 12, childbirth and the incipient tumah. Then it mentions bris milah. Then it mentions it goes into all the different halachos of tzara'as. And as we know, tzara'as, there are many different types, and then it applies to three different realms: a human being, clothing, a house. So what's the connection here between the first section and the second section? The section having to do with childbirth and having to do with tzara'as. What's the formula here? So I just want to share with you something very simple and special. There's a word, okay? There is a word in Hebrew known as word. The word in Hebrew known as word is milah. Milah, milah, a word. Right? Milim, milah. There's also a word in Hebrew known as circumcision. Right? That's milah. Now the word circumcision comes, the root word is mal. Mal. Mal means to cut away. And it means to reveal, right? Or to cut away. So what is the etymological relationship between Mila the word, right, and Mila the act, right? The word Mila and the notion of circumcision. And what does that have to do with tzara'as? So we know the Gemara says there are seven deadly sins that tzara'as comes for. One of them, the most famous one, is lashon hara, right? Lashon hara is a very noxious use of your words. When do my words hurt? When do my words damage? Right? When I look at the world through the perspective of competition, of jealousy, of honor, of glory, then everybody else is a competitor to me. So I have to knock them down. I have to destroy them. If I look at the world through the prism of the material, it's going to be very hard, right? It's going to be very hard to not speak lashon hara, because everybody, you know, it's a very limited pie, and I can, after all, I have to make money. You know, we're in the same business. So how am I going to, you know, I have to be the president. You know, we're in the same business. So I have to look and have a, what do they call it? Opposition research. Lashon Hara in America is called opposition research, right? Look and see. Like, let me find all the garbage. That's opposition research, right? That's Lashon Hara in America. So, but if you look at the world through the prism, not of the goof, but rather, I am, what's the idea of bris milah? The idea of bris milah is, right, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that you, the body, you, the human being, really have a much deeper connection to me than you could imagine. That really the body is subservient to the soul, right? That you take the flesh in the area of greatest lust, and you, what do? You subjugate it to Kedusha, and you realize that everything in this world, even the greatest desire, right, sexuality, etc., can be used in Kedusha. So then what? So then it's a whole different way of looking at the world. So you choose. I'm creating man, right? I'm creating man, and man chooses who he is. Is man a body, and is in constant competition, and then he's going to be speaking lashon hara and engaging in genocidal behavior, either destroying people with words or worse than that, right? Or are you going to plug into the world of the neshama? And it's interesting to point out, listen to this amazing distinction here. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, I think, Lamed Ches, the Gemara says, why did Hashem create human being last in the world? Why did Hashem create the human being last? So the Gemara has, what?
The highest creations are last.
Oh, so the Gemara has two answers. One answer the Gemara says, so that he can come into a world with a set table, Shulchano Aruch, the table should be set. That means to say, the whole world is for him, as you said. Saving the best for last. There's one of the Kollel wives recently, about many years ago, when she was giving a shiur about woman spirituality, she wrote, Tato was saving the best for last.
They're the highest.
So, you know, they're into that, right? So in other words, so that's one idea, that we are the apex of the Bria, but the emes is that the Gemara says that if a person should get a little bit arrogant, Hashem could say Yatush Kodemcha, you know, if the flea came before you, right? The flea came before you. In other words, is man the apex or the lowest? The answer is he decides. He decides, right? Who's worse, an animal that destroys or a human being that destroys? Of course, a human being can do much more destruction. The greater ability to do Kedusha, the greater ability to destroy. This is a very, very powerful idea. So therefore, so the Torah here, and Rashi already makes this point, that why does the Torah mention the creation of the human being after Behema and Chaya? Over here, the Torah says, Isha ki tazir. Just like man is mentioned after Behema and Chaya in creation, so too the halachas of animals in end of Parsha Shmini, Kashrus, then the halachas of man. Because you get to choose. Are you the apex of creation? Right? Or are you the lowest? So it really depends. If you view this world in a material fashion, you're the last. You're the last. If you view this world in spirituality, what's last is always best. Right? Think about it. Shabbos is last. Shabbos is the best, right? The sof, the end is always, right? We're always building up to something, right? It's a cycle. The last is always the best. So this is a very powerful idea. Mila, right, is connected to Mila, right? The idea, the bris Mila, and just one more point in etymology here, it's a little bit abstract, but the act of Mila requires one to cut, right? When you articulate, how does one formulate a word or a sound? They use their lips to cut into the air. Brit kruta lisvatayim. That's articulation. Articulation is called in the language of the rabbis chituch svatayim. That's the terminology used. Chituch svatayim, the cutting of the lips. So a bris mila is the cutting away of the material in order to what? To hone in on the spiritual. The mila, the word, is the ability to cut away from the material world and to articulate beautiful spiritual concepts and to bring the spirituality out of the material world. These are, perhaps this is the relationship. Okay, that's one idea to bring to your attention.